With racks in my pocket, the two of us hurried through an underground corridor deep in the Utah salt flats. Lights shined from the ceiling. Alarms rang behind us in the secret facility. A genuine Neanderthal led the way. His name was Kaz. He was 5'5 and had incredibly broad shoulders. He was wearing a fancy hat, a silk suit, and patent leather shoes, and he kept looking at a tiny instrument in his left palm.
"There," Kaz shouted in a gritty voice. "He must be in there."
A blunt index finger with dirt under the fingernail aimed at a heavy locked door.
"Logan,"
Rax warned me from the earbud in my left ear,
"enemy reinforcements have arrived."
I spun around and fired my snub-nosed 38. A man, or an alien in human guise, ducked back around the corner. Sparks emitted from the metal walls where he'd shown himself.
"Go," I said over my shoulder.
Under the ceiling lights, Kaz hurled himself at the metal door. He grunted and caromed off it like a billiard ball landing on his back. The enemy darted his head around the far corner to check on us. I snarled an obscenity, flipping open my revolver. So far, I'd managed to insert one bullet into the cylinder. Another two fumbled out of my fingers, striking my boots. The sight must have emboldened the reinforcement. He stepped out as he brought up a machine gun. I snapped the cylinder into place, aimed and fired my single bullet. He started spraying bullets just as mine caught him in the neck. He stumbled backward, his next bullet spanging up the walls and then off the ceiling. He shot out a light, sending shattered glass raining down. Then he hit the floor and quit firing as his machine gun skittered across the tiles. I stood indecisively for about 2 seconds. In that time, Kaz raised his ugly head. His fancy hat lay on the floor. He had thin, dark hair, a bony ridge for eyebrows, and the widest, flattest nose I'd ever seen on a man. Technically, a Neanderthal was almost human. He began to climb to his feet. Despite being short, Kaz had to weigh twice what I did, and I was a big, tight-end kind of guy. "Work on the door," I said, breaking into a sprint. I didn't bother trying to reload my Smith & Wesson. Instead, I tucked the snub-nosed into the suit pocket opposite where I kept Rax. Rax was a living crystal from Rax Prime. He was the size of a large cell phone and wore a sheathing of metal, which was part machine, allowing him to communicate. Rax was also an advisor unit to a Galactic Guard agent I'd found 6 months ago, said agent having been little more than a moldering pile of bones. Thus, I'd taken Rax and the Galactic Guard ship and had saved the Earth from a plundering Min-V privateer in something called the Star Corps. The being I had just shot seemed to be a man. That wasn't what Kaz had told me earlier. The Neanderthal had said the underground facility was run by others, by aliens. I'd met Kaz earlier this evening. According to Rax's biorhythm readings, the Neanderthal had been telling us the truth with this crazy story. Because of Rax, I'd decided to trust Kaz.